Blog Talk Radio.
Live from Vancouver Island on the beautiful Canadian West Coast, welcome to Rock or Not. My name is Jennifer Lally, and I'm here with my co-host, Henry Locke.
Hello.
Hello. So for the next hour, we'll be spinning all the latest and hottest new tracks we could get our hands on, from rock to country, from jazz to metal.
And now for the idea of our show here is to find out from you, our wonderful listening audience, if what we're playing rocks or doesn't rock. And that could be mean to say it doesn't rock, but, you know, everything really rocks. But, yeah, so what are we going
to
play?
These are free countries. We're allowed to have opinions.
That's right. Now, we have a call-in number here. You can call in and cast your vote on a track, if it rocks or not, and I'll give you the number in a sec. Last week, we had some technical glitches and played a few songs that didn't get their full spin, so we're gonna play those two songs again. But now here's the number you can call in to tell us if this is rocking or if it's notting rocking. It's 1-646-478-3243.
That's 1-646-478-3243.
This is kind of like a telephone.
It is.
Dial in now. Anyway, so yes, we're gonna start with Uncle Cracker and his special featuring guest star Kid Rock. This song is called Good to Be Me.
Nobody blowing up my phone. I ain't buzzing, man, and I ain't stoned. Riding, flying higher than the blue sky. If you don't like me, brother, that's okay. I ain't gonna let it wreck my day. I keep styling, smiling, handing out the sunshine. I got no good reason why.
when my fingers fumble, the match is the only thing that I find. Imagination racing and my mind is chasing all the demons that I battle when it's late at night. The moon is hiding behind a silver curtain and the shadows in the corners give me quite a fright. And I really don't need it every night. I can sleep anymore in my bed at night, cause the bed's so empty, cause you're not with me. I really can't take it anymore. Sleep, help me drown in the water. Sleep, drown.
And back to Rock or Not. That was Wake Up the Sun by a rockin' Christian band named Haste the Day.
Haste the Day was actually formed in Indiana back in 2001. Right now, they've been celebrated with the release of Attack of the Wolf King, and their original lineup from way back when came back together to perform on stage for the first time since 2005. That way they could play songs from the first two LPs and EP. And yeah, it looks like they're getting ready to release a DVD as well.
I'm liking that. That was awesome. You know, honestly, I like to listen to lyrics, and in that kind of genre, I can only hear maybe 50% of the lyrics. I'm a classic rocker myself. But where are we going here?
We're heading toward Paul Thorne by the looks of things.
Oh, yeah. I've been really liking this Paul Thorne guy. It's my newest influence here. Just love the way this guy weaves lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
The music is straightforward, very well produced. Paul Thorne himself used to be a boxer, professional boxer. He faced Roberto Duran in the ring, nationally televised. His father was a preacher, and his uncle was a pimp.
Oh, okay.
I know, and that's the true story. And this guy's got a great life, and I just love the way he writes. So, Paul Thorne, I don't like half the folks I love.
But the bad
the folks I love. Ooh, I don't like half the folks I
mind.
Brighton Hour with Give Me One Reason, the old Tracy Chapman song, which I just love, one of my faves.
And you know what? We played that last week, and that's why we played it again this week, is because last week in our little technical glitches, and I remember last week Jen was doing the headbanging thing to this blues song, so... yeah, figured better redeem ourselves or redeem the technical glitches and play it again. And before that, we heard from Paul Thorne. I just love this guy. You know, I don't like half the folks I love.
It says it all. I have to say that I think everyone has family members they love to pieces, but they could quite happily never see them in the same room with them ever again. So I understand the title very well.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, that song was kind of a, you know, I guess you could call it Southern blues if you had to put it into a genre. It's not rock, but it's, to me, that rocks just because it just gets you, you know. So, where are we going here?
Well, I'm going to invite people, actually, to phone in because you can vote on a track. We would love for somebody to give us a phone call and just let us know whether you feel that that song rocks or not. So
the number you can call in to reach us is 1-646-478-3243. Now we're going to hear a little something from Children 18:3. That's kind of like a Bible verse, Children 18, verse 3. And the song is Oh Bravo. And you just heard How to Destroy Angels. The name of that song was Parasite, and that had some pretty cool twists to it. I thought that was a real feast for the audio senses.
The style of music is called electronica, and I can see where they get the name from. Definitely an electronic sound to it.
I guess you'd call that indie alt.
I would go that far, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, my son Andrew and I had this discussion on what is indie. Indie is a sound. Of course, where I come from, in my time, my era, generation, indie was independent music. It meant unsigned music. It didn't have a sound. So we had a little bit of a disagreement. It wasn't a spirited debate. It was just a...
Yeah, well, the thing is, to be an indie artist is all very fine and dandy, but once you start getting popular, suddenly your shift switches from...
Non-money to money.
Well, yeah, from creativity to how am I going to keep that cash flow going?
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, it is a subjective term, indie music.
Yeah. They didn't sell out. No, they're indie.
Of course.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And
poor.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. So, and before that, we heard a band called Children 18-3. Cool. Name of the song was Oh Bravo. We have a band up here in Canada called Billy Talent. And I was listening to this band, Children 318, thinking, man, they sound exactly like Billy Talent, only just a little different, I guess. It's just
exactly the same, but not quite.
Well, yeah, they got that. They got the high vocal, and they got same kind of sound.
Yeah.
But they're not singing about death. That was the only thing that I saw.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, one of my favorite Billy Talent songs is a song about homeless people. Great music. Don't get me wrong. And I'm sure that he's actually the band is being played down in the States as well. But if not, look him up.
Okay, so we're going to go on to another song that we tried to play last week when those technical glitches were happening.
What was that, Henry?
Oh, if they only knew. this is from Sting, and it's his latest sort of redo of the old song Roxanne. He sort of got into this mellow Stingness, the lower key that he sings in, and it's nice. It doesn't rock in your face, but it's kind of comes along real nice. Sting, Roxanne.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Manifest with Bring the Ruckus. Chris Greenwood is the rapper that that goes under the stage name of Manifest, and he's a Canadian rapper from Toronto, Ontario. I guess he had a skateboarding accident back in 1998, so he took time off to focus on rap and was noticed pretty quickly. So he does primarily West Coast hip-hop, with several rapcore outings in the vein of Limp Bizkit, POD, and Linkin Park. Let's see now. He's actually on tour right now. He started off in Whitehorse in the Yukon on March 26th of this year. And the single Avalanche from his latest album, The Chase, debuted at 46 on the Billboard Christian Songs in May 29th, being his highest and only charting song. So he's doing pretty well.
Yeah, I think he's doing great. Now, he was actually here about 2 weeks ago here on Vancouver Island. There was a big concert called Alive Inside, I guess a Christian concert sort of thing. And, yeah, sounded good. My daughter went to that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And before that, we heard the outrageously laid-back Sting doing Roxanne, his latest easygoing version of Roxanne. It was wonderful. Got to kind of be a low-keyed mood for that.
I think it's put your feet up on the coffee table and have a nice big glass of brandy kind of a song.
Question is, did it rock?
I don't know. Did it rock?
Question mark for me. But it was Roxanne, so it had to rock. Okay.
Oh, I heard the high pitch in there.
Yeah, he did pretty good. Yeah.
Once. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was singing so low that high pitch probably, anything could be higher. But anyway.
Could have ruptured something at his age.
Yeah. That's right. Well, he's doing healthy,
very well.
Health-wise.
He's a very healthy guy.
Phenomenal, yeah. Okay. We're going to play something from Robert Cray from his 2010 album, Love 2009. and back to Rock or Not. My name is Henry, and I'm here with Jen.
Hello.
And we just heard two songs. First song was from Robert Cray. The name of the song was Love 2009. And that last one was a brand new song by a band called Yesterday and Today. They formed.
Formerly known as.
Yeah, they formed. What's the date they formed?
They formed back in 1974.
Yeah.
They're now calling themselves YNT. And they've actually sold over 4 million albums so far.
Nice.
They're still going strong because that was a brand new release.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, so they build themselves as heavy metal. And although heavy metal today means something else, I can understand now that I see that they were formed in 1974 that why they would be calling themselves heavy metal, because that's very Black Sabbath-like, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of glam in there, I think.
Yeah, there's some
good
glam.
Measure.
Yeah, we were just on their webpage, and they look like they're having fun.
They do.
We're going to close off our show here with something from yours truly. Whatever you can get of it. Here's a song from Third Rock. The name is Colorblind.